الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أفهمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم All praises are due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. And durood and salutations unto our noble master, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It makes no sense that we just continue discussing the fitan around us without any solution. Because everybody is well aware about the fitan. There's colorful fitnas, there's different types of fitnas. And everybody is well aware about it. And if a person is not aware about it, and we're mentioning it, then we are feeding him knowledge of the fitnah. So Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Amitil adha bitarki dhikrihi. If you want to destroy evil, then the simplest way of destroying evil is don't mention the evil. So we are well aware of our fitan. We are well aware of what is happening around us. Where the direct attack is on our iman. There was a time when we were told speak to the youth. We would think and sit and think, what are we going to speak? Okay, we'll speak about drugs, the influence of drugs. We'll speak about illicit relationships. We'll speak about this. We'll speak about that. But unfortunately, Hazrat Mawlana Imran Sahab was mentioning sports, soccer, etc. Unfortunately, the time has come when it is no more just drugs. It is no more just an illicit relationship. Rather, it is a matter of a youngster standing up and saying, if that is what Islam, then I'm no more Muslim. It is not a matter of that I'm no more a Muslim. It's a matter of Jannat and Jahannam. It's a matter of a person's akhirat. Unfortunately, we are living in a time where people might claim and say that I believe in akhirat, but we live like there is no akhirat. And we use statements And we put it on our WhatsApp statuses and everywhere we'll put YOLO. You only love once. Whereas a believer doesn't only love once. A human being is not azali. He's not from ever. Allah is azali and abadi. Allah is from ever and Allah will be forever. But a creation that is a human being is not azali, but he will be abadi. He was not created from ever, he was created by Allah. But his life will continue and remain forever. But it is this world that will prepare his life. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. There are three stages. One is the muqarrabin. And many times you hear people saying, what is wrong with Mulana Abdullah Misaq? How can he say holidays are haram? How can he say schools are haram? Everything is haram for him. حَسَنَاتُ الْأَبْرَارِ سَيِّئَاتُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. The good deeds of people that are regarded as good in the ummah, for the pious people, those things are very low category. For them to disconnect from Allah for 1 minute is a sin. Allah says, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. We worried of one holiday. 1 week, when you come back from the holiday, your friend asks you, how was it? Yeah, I'm tired, I need a holiday again. So what was the purpose of the holiday? We worried of one holiday. Allah says, فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. Such jannat, we cannot imagine. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has ever seen. Person says, no, I want to go to Maldives. I want to go to this country and I want to go to that country. Allah says, give up all of this, you'll get مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has ever heard. People can thrill and make up stories and tell you this and tell you that. They'll never be able to describe Jannah. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And it hasn't passed the mind of a person. People run with their thoughts that, hey, I want to make my house like this. And I want to make it like that. I want to even make it better than in Kandla also. But you'll never be able to imagine Jannah. So we're living in a time of fitan. Another Shaykh, Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain that a person has an empty land and he left it for a few years. So obviously it has become like full of grass. There must be snakes, insects, all of that in that land. Now he decides, I want to develop this land. So if he decides to develop this land, then he can go in the morning and start trying to clean it. He might injure himself. There might be snakes, there might be scorpions that will bite him. But he'll clean half the land. At night he goes to sleep, it rains, the next morning he sees it's filled up again. So a person can try and he say, no, I'll do this and I'll do that to get rid of my sins. It is very difficult. But he says, if a person takes one match and he lights a match and he throws it there, that one flame will clean out that whole land for him. And we might say that this is for the people, you know, when you get old now, after you reach 40, now you preparing for the qabr. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was that young man who was brought up in a home which in Pakistan you'll say Shahana Mizaj. They were brought up like princes, like kings. He was dressed with a shalwar kameez every day. One day he came home and he never had his shalwar on. So his father asked him, what happened? Why you took it off? He said, I saw that beggar in the street. He had no clothes, so I gave it to him. So he said, you know the value of this. So that young man His father put him, he was becoming a doctor, becoming a hakim. At the age of 17, he said, I don't want all of this. And he went to a village, where such a village, it was far in the jungle, to a man that was triple his age. And why he went there? Everyone says, Moana was talking about sports. Today it has become a serious thing in sports where a player will say that I'm taking time off because mental health is a serious thing. Allah explains what is mental health. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't become like those people that forgot Allah. Allah says we made them forget themselves. So when this 17-year-old young man gave his life for Allah, then he gave us a prescription that will take us till Qiyamah. No matter what fitna there is, there will be no dark patch for anybody holding on to this prescription. And that is the love of Allah. Today, small young children will tell you, man, I got stressed. I'm depressed. What is the cause for depression? I am running away from Allah. The further I go away from Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't become the children of the dunya, but become the children of akhirah. So people are running away from Allah and we're saying, I got stressed. And now we came here, we heard, there's an Islahi Jalsa. What is the purpose of this Islahi Jalsa? What is an Islahi Jalsa? What will we get from this Islahi Jalsa? In simple words, Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Sukune dil dar majlise ehle dil. Everybody, you'll ask anybody, buy what you want. Why are you playing sport? Why are you playing soccer? Why are you going to swim? Why are you doing this? Why are you going on a holiday? Say, Moana, I just need some peace, man. I just need to relax. The purpose we came for, what we want in our life, Allah got it here for us here. He says that if you want peace in your life, if you want contentment in your heart, remember contentment is not by outward things. The suicide rate in the world is amongst the rich, not the poor people. Very seldom you will find a person from the squatter camps committing suicide. Because the more you have, you realize that I cannot get peace with what I got. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. That person chases his desires, and he chases it so much. Person goes into drugs. From one drug, he goes to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, till he reaches the last level and he says, it's not hitting me. I'm not getting what I want. And the next thing, it's moat. A person chases after a woman, and he gets the one woman, he wants the next one. If a person sleeps with every woman in the dunya and there's only one left, he'll be chasing for that one, even if she might be the ugliest woman on earth. That's the nature of insan. And when he gets that one, then he'll commit suicide because there's nothing more. So we want peace. Where are we going to get peace? A person says that I got stress, I got depression, I need to go to a psychiatrist, I need to go to a counselor, I need some counseling, I need closure. He says, Siwaye tere koi tikana, mahine ya rab jidar bhi jao. That, oh Allah, besides you, there is no support for me. There is no counseling for me. There is no closure for me. Wherever I might go, I will not get any closure. I will not get any support. Besides you, there is no support. Kise ghame jaano dil sunao, kise me zakhme jikar dikao. That, oh Allah, who do I tell the pain of my heart? That I wanted to look at that girl. I wanted her so badly. I even said I'm in love with her. I wanted to watch that movie. Everybody told me, what a nice movie. And today what they'll tell you, it's an Islamic show. They're telling you about the Ottoman Empire, you must watch it. But I said, I will never watch it. The pain that went into my heart, I was deep into football. I was a Man United supporter by heart. When we were in Darulum, I remember that one day I think Man United lost or something. The England boys actually burned their t-shirt in our boarding. That's how much love they had. So I was deep into that, but I left it. Allah, now there's pain in my heart. Hey, what's happening in the World Cup? What's going on? Who am I going to tell? Allah, if I talk to you, I'll feel your love coming in my heart. And then a person always complains that I was in love with that girl, but she left me. I went for that job, but they used me and then they threw me away. He says, "Ye dunya wale tobe wafahe." Everybody is crying for loyalty. We want loyalty. The people of the world are disloyal. And forget disloyal. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. They don't even know the value of loyalty. They don't even know the price of loyalty. Fir inko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banao? Then why should I give them my heart? These people that do not know the value of loyalty, how can I give them my heart and make them my intention and purpose of life and oppress myself? How can I oppress myself by giving them my heart? It's one person. Now during the lockdown, started coming to our musalla. I just like to share this incident so that we understand the disloyalty of dunya. And when a person, this poetry might sound like this is above our heads, but it's for each and every one of us if we just taste it. So this man started coming to our musalla, started reading salah. After salah, you engage, you meet. One day I just told him, I said, "Bhai, why don't you start sitting for the majlis?" He said, "Hey, Mawlana, I'm not ready for that. That's high level stuff." I said, just come sit. You'll be so happy. I said, "Make taluk and just come sit." He came, he sat, few majalis, his life started changing. This man used to work in the bank. So one day, I was sitting with my father, and then he told me, he said that this man is working in a bank. That means it's highly possible his income is questionable. So he said, just ask him. So I asked him, he said, "Make an appointment with the Mufti Sahab. Let's go sit with the Mufti Sahab." So we came to Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara Hafizahullah, and we sat with him. So Mufti Sahab told him everything. When we came out of Mufti Sahab's house, wallahi, I'm not telling a word of lie. This man was like hysterical, "Mana, I got a million rand, I need to dispose of it." He was hysterical. The only way a person can do something like this is if he gets the love of Allah. He was a man, every single weekend he was out on holiday. He was in Cape Town, Durban, here, there. Eating out. The other day he told me, "Mwana, for 2.5 years I never ate out." A person will only be able to attain this when he gets the love of Allah. He says, "Mwana, I worked in a corporate world. I'm trying to get out. This place is so dirty and filthy. If you want to get work from a woman, the only way you can get your work done is by telling her, 'Hey, you're looking very pretty today.' If your work is getting done by sin and evil, what children are you going to raise? Because that money of yours is tainted with the dirt of sin and haram." Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Damat Barakatuh mentioned this many times. And he said, the reason why we are going through different types of fitnas is we are not concerned what is going into my stomach. And the child of mine, what am I feeding the child? Further, Hazrat says, Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa, khulam unka banu to kyukar. That this idol of mine, whether it might be soccer, whether it might be my career, a person says, no, I'm very career driven. It might be my career, it might be a certain woman, but remember, all of them are completely dependent on something else. You are looking at your boss, but he is dependent on his boss. You are looking at that girl, she's dependent on her makeup. When she loses her makeup, she loses her beauty. She loses her everything. So she is completely dependent. If something is completely dependent, then why should I make myself dependent of that person? Why should I become the slave of somebody that is dependent? If a few people went to some pious person, they went to some rich man to ask for their needs. When they came there, he was in the masjid and he was making dua. So they asked, what is this man doing? They said, he's making dua. What's the purpose of dua? Dua is to ask from Allah to give us whatever we need. So if he is asking from somebody, then why must we ask him? Why don't we ask his boss? We'll ask Allah directly. Hulama unka banu tokyukar. How can I become the slave of somebody that is completely dependent? Hulama kabi, hulama bankar, me apni qeemat ko kyu gatao. Today, in the name of education, in the name of giving people something, giving them back to the community, we say we must teach them humanism. You are you. You must know your value. Wallah, if we knew our value, this is our value. Hulam kabi, hulam bankar. If I become the slave of a slave, how can I destroy my value? If I know my value, then my value is, Allah explains, the highest travel and the highest safar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. That was Mi'raj. Allah says, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. That when a person gets that abdiyat of Allah, this is the highest stage of value. And a person wants to change his life, then he only needs to build loyalty with one being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he builds loyalty with Allah, he gains the love of Allah, he might slip, he might fall again, but he will stand up, he will make tawbah, and when he tastes the sweetness of the love of Allah, then for him to move mountains will become easy. In Farsi they say, Jabal girdan, jibillat na girdan. You'll be able to move a mountain, but to change a trait and a habit is very difficult. You can't move it. But when you get the love of Allah, then you will move mountains. He says, Ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang, gul se bulbul hai mast o sheda, magar nashe man jo aarzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyu banao? He says that we accept that you saying that this garden is very beautiful, that country is very beautiful, this is a means of entertainment. What a nail-biting finish. What a game. He came to the last second and he scored that goal. We accept that you're saying this, that bird is seeing this garden and it's enjoying this garden. But if that garden is only for 5 or 10 minutes, why should I give up something eternal for something that is just temporary? Magar nashe man jo aarzi ho, to usko maskan mein kyu banao? It's like a person traveling. He comes to the airport and now he says, Amen, look at this chairs. Let me put a very nice 7-star lounge suite here. Let me put a 5-shield carpet. People will tell him, you are stupid. What's wrong with you? You are in a temporary abode. So why should I waste my time in something that is temporary and make this my abode? And then Hazrat says, what is the punchline and where will I get this love of Allah? It might sound so difficult, it might sound so hard, but it is a very simple task. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil kar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar par to unke dar ko main apna maskan sameem dil se nasib banao. He says that I, Akhtar, from the age of 17, for 17 years, I stayed with a man double my age, maybe even triple my age, in such a condition where I was treated like a king, like a prince. I came to a place where it used to be so cold at night that I used to go sit near the geyser to get some warmth. I used to make such khidmat of my sheikh that I used to take that matka in that earthen pot in which he used to use for his wudu. I used to fill the water in there. I used to put it in between my belly and I used to crouch and tie a blanket around me that in the morning when he wakes up, it might just be just enough for him to make, just warm enough for him to make wudu. Why would a person do this? A person that was living the life of a prince. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu an was that sahabi that in the time of Jahiliyyah, if he walked in a valley, then people would smell that Mus'ab pasture. He was that sahabi that you could smell his fragrance from far and wide, that this sahabi pasture. When he passed away in Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is tearing that this was the condition of Mus'ab. But now, when I'm pulling his coffin to cover his feet, his head is opening. When I'm pulling it to cover his head, his feet is opening. A sahabi radiallahu anhu is jumping in the battlefield and he's screaming, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I have been successful. He knows death is imminent. He knows I'm going to die. But he's screaming, I have been successful. Umar radiallahu anhu walks in front of the king and he tells him that these are people that love death more than you love wine and more than you love your woman. Why would you love death? You will only and only love death. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. That person that loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. And that person that engages in sin, he falls into his sports, into his music, into his movies. He will be living a life of misery, always looking for peace. He will not find peace. He will hate to meet Allah. Allah will hate to meet him. Just come in the company of these pious people. Just get this one flame of the love of Allah. Then, in Urdu they say, Kuna chorna aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. To leave sin won't become easy. It will become enjoyable. You will love to leave sin. You will love this battle with your nafs. That your nafs, first it was Amara. It commanded you to evil. Then when it saw, I'm not winning, this guy is fighting me so hard, it became Lawama. It came a bit quiet. And you fought with it so much till you came to Akhirat, nafse mutmainna. And Allah says, فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدُخُلِي جَنَّتِي. How did you get your nafs under control? In the presence of the lovers of Allah. So before you enter your jannat, enter into those people. They taught you how to get jannat. And then enter into jannah and enjoy the bounties of jannah. May Allah grant us all just a drop of His love. Such love that when it comes in our heart, it will make us enjoy living sin. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.